Planet X. This subject is almost difficult to introduce, because what we're talking about here is a planet that when it passes, it creates calamities on Earth. Just by passing, the crust of the Earth goes through what you would say is tides, similar to the seas. Be like shaking out a blanket. I first did my research of Planet X through the eyes of intuitives or prophecy. I studied perhaps over the years 100 different prophets, probably more, or intuitives, in regards to Earth changes. Now, I didn't even know when or why this would happen. I just had an interest in this type of Earth change prophecy, is what you'd call it, really. Along the way, my son, I have a grown son who's made me a grandfather, he had a dream of tidal waves. We were living in Florida. In fact, I'm just getting out of there right now. And within 2 days, I had another dream. So I thought to myself, well, what have I missed? I really want to know why all these intuitives say around this time we're supposed to have Earth changes. In fact, I've since discovered there are actually thousands of Earth change prophecies all over the planet that basically say the same thing. Now, not all of them certainly know the reason why they're giving these visions or anything, but I did find out. And it was, when I first found out, I'll tell you the truth, the cognitive dissonance that's created by finding this out is such that I rejected it. I mean, even though I'd read about Earth changes, I would not even pay attention to this. I thought it was laughable that a planet could come by, that we have another one in our solar system, and disrupt our surface and basically cause all this to happen. The reason being, once you accept this as true, it changes your whole view of the world you live in. It changes all your relationships. It changes all of how you feel about your material goods once you understand this is absolutely coming. So, let me get back a little bit. I went and I found a thread in my study of intuitives and prophecy about this rogue planet or passing comets or star, if you will, that I kind of overlooked the first time. So I took a hard right turn. I got out of the prophecy intuitive range and I started studying ancient history and found out, and I have 34 names for this planet in my book, and since discovered several more, that the ancient cultures around the world all knew about this planet and discussed it in the same terms. They gave it names that were almost akin to God because they had so much respect for what happens when it passes. It basically changes the Earth. It causes upheavals planet-wide. So I thought, all right, there must be ecological evidence to support this, and sure enough, I've got 18 pages in my book, and I could have filled my whole book with that. Every 3,600 years when this planet passes, you can find the ecological evidence. Now, what is the most exacting, telling ecological evidence that we know of? Tree rings. Worldwide, about 3,650 years ago, tree rings were narrowed for several years. Why would they be? Well, when this thing passes, the majority of volcanoes go off. And you have kind of like a nuclear winter. And you don't see the sun for quite some time, and it rains. During the passing, the tail of this, you can call it a comet, you can call it a brown dwarf, it's 4 to 5 times as large as Earth and 20 to 25 times its mass. It treats us like a piece of trash on the side of its road when it goes by. The tail of this sweeps the Earth. And there you can go back to your Bible if you know anything about that and understand why the waters turn red at the time. There's iron oxide dust that this planet attracts through deep space. It's got such a strong gravitational pull. It's even got the little moons that trail it in a row. So this red dust will sweep the Earth, and at a certain point when it gets real heavy, that'll be the time to hit your shelters, because the waters will turn red, the sky will turn red. If you're on the side of the Earth in the nighttime, the stars will turn red. In the daytime, the sun will turn red. It pauses the, ret- the rotation of the earth when it goes past. I'm sure you've heard mythology of the 3 days of darkness, depending on what side of the earth you're on, 3 days of dawn or sunset or daytime. Well, actually, it's not 3 days. It's more like 5 days to a week is what they calculate. Since I've written this book, I've gotten whispers from all sorts of insiders from observatories and government that know this is true, thanking me for my effort, because they aren't allowed to say anything. In fact, just in this past week, I've been harassed. My family started getting harassed by a guy by the name of Tim Edwards. And him and his friend Jim that post on this large e-group, one of them, the first one, Jim, has been traced by an ex-DOD agent through four Washington servers down to Vienna, Virginia, military DOD, CIA. Okay, the next day Tim was traced, him and his websites and where he is posting from. Same four Washington servers hit a hard block, so apparently they covered that up that hole. Well, now this guy Tim is writing my dad's girlfriend, I have to be nice here about this, and harassing her, trying to draw a rift between the two, because my dad is a famous musician and he's posting my material on his website and he wants to try to get him to take that down, because the less you hear about this, the less likely the economy of the world will crash soon. It will crash before the event, but they want to hold it off as far as possible. These guys are engaged in disinformation. Their first level of disinformation is it does not exist at all. Don't worry about it. Their second level of disinformation is, well, if you've done your research like I have, you'll find out it absolutely does exist. But, and this is where Tim Edwards comes in, who he calls himself Tim Edwards. This is actually, as far as I'm concerned, a budget, a crew of people and equipment that are being used to put out disinformation to keep the public's eye away from this. He says, well, I put out information about structures on Mars and the moon and aliens, so I can't be a part of them. They don't care whether you know that anymore. They only want you to keep quiet or keep your mind blank that Planet X is coming. It is the worst case in all of history of genocide, them keeping back this information. This is from a NASA source that was contracting out a dome home, which is the strongest structure known to man, in the upper Midwest. He confided in his friend, the contractor, he was in the military first, went into NASA, that NASA knows two things absolutely. Planet X is real and should pass late May, early June 2003. Now, here's their speculation. I would pay close attention to NASA speculation. Two-thirds of the population will perish during that time. They're not going to kill you, the New World Order. They're waiting for this event to, and they're keeping it out of your mind so that you will die anyway. That's how they're going about it. They're not going to create nuclear war. They've been getting ready, digging underground facilities for decades for this. They probably got facilities for a million people plus. Not you, not more than likely, none of you are on that list. I wouldn't want to be on that list. Big money make big mistakes. I don't think when the crust of the earth starts to move like it will, that these underground facilities are going to be safe. You're going to be a lot safer if you pay attention to three things. Number one, well away from the shorelines. Number two, well away from major population centers. And number three, up in the rolling hills, and try to build a dome facility. You can build them for very cheap. I've got several different addresses on a website that I have of domes that you can build for, let's say, just $1,000. You can buy sandbags and sand and barbed wire and make a little dome. They'll be just as strong as any dome that you pay $10,000 for. Which just last week I went to a workshop in Italy, Texas, and learned how to build dome homes with monolithic dome home. And you can buy, contract out one of these dome homes for, a small little shelter, let's say $20,000, 20 feet across, excuse me, for about $9,000 or $10,000. Now, you will have to finish it off for that price. Now, where do I want to go from here? Have you got any questions?